Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Students interviewed teachers to learn about how they blend their culture and traditions with American culture. This podcast highlights voices from John Muir Elementary School and tells the story of a unique multicultural school community.
We are introducing Miss Addish. She is a first grade teacher at John Muir Elementary. Her family is from Ethiopia. Ethiopia is next to Somalia, Kenya, and Sudan in East Africa. Ethiopia is home to the world's hardest town, Dailon. Miss Addish spoke to us about culture and what it means to her.
Culture means the food that I love and the food that I share with others, the clothes that I get to be all swagged out in during like Eid or like weddings. Culture is like the language of my grandmother and all of those before me.
Miss Addish describes American culture as a mixture of many cultures. She talked to us about how new people make up American culture.
I would describe American culture as a mixture of many cultures from around the world. It's like every generation has a new group of people that come into the country, and the more people that come, the more culture that we are introduced to and get to celebrate with each other. So American culture is a beautiful mixture of cultures from all over the world, with the remembrance and respect of also our Native American culture, too.
We talked to Miss Addish about the different ways culture can blend with American culture.
When I walk around Seattle, I get to see lots of Vietnamese restaurants. I get to see a capoeira center where Brazilian martial arts is being taught to youth from the city. I get to see things like Massive Monkeys that teaches the art of breakdancing, which comes from hip-hop African-American culture. And as people come into this country, or like those that are already in this country, just create these cultural enclaves to celebrate their own culture as well as to like share it with the rest of the world.
Miss Addish talked to us about how she keeps bits of her culture in her classroom, like the basket that her grandmother made for her.
I celebrate my culture by I still like cook the foods that my mom taught me, like the foods that we ate growing up, foods like haris and like sambusa. And actually the way I decorate my classroom, I would say I have little bits of like my culture in there. I have like some baskets that my grandmother has made that I put up on my walls, and like some posters that represent my culture.
You can preserve culture in many ways, like holidays and recipes. Miss Addish shared about how she preserved her culture.
So when you come into my classroom, you'll see some of my culture. You'll see some of like the patterns that you see from my culture, some like artwork from my culture. And so I feel like I try to preserve it by turning my space into a space that allows me to remember my culture. I sometimes do it by the way I dress, not necessarily by like my clothes, but like my jewelry. I wear this necklace that no one gets to see that is also from my culture. I preserve it by just, you know, having little pieces around my environment and on me.
We interviewed Miss Addish about her thoughts on culture. We found out that she keeps bits of culture in her classroom and in the jewelry she wears.
We learned that different people preserve their culture in different ways.
Exploring our cultural backgrounds, Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Special thanks to John Muir Elementary School teachers, Sylvie Kovnat, Tracy Thompson, and Willie Seidenstricker, Seattle Education Foundation, Harvest Foundation, and Washington State Arts Commission. Carlos Nieto and Jenny Cecil Moore were Jack Straw teaching artists. Original music by William Chapman Niaho, created through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.